Hi, and a very, very warm welcome indeed to this, the latest Soul Trader podcast with me, Rashid Oginlaru, coach, speaker, and author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business. The theme of today's podcast is New Decade Up Ahead, and it's one of the few, perhaps, of these podcasts that have a timestamp, because this is being recorded just a few weeks ahead of the end of a year and the end of a decade. Listening to this or recording this, it's 2019, November 2019, and perhaps by the time that you listen to this, it's either a little bit ahead of a new decade, or perhaps it might even be that you're listening to it at the start of that new decade or sometime in. Those of you who've listened to recent podcasts will know that the last podcast, in fact, was Changes Part 1. And it was really looking at the fact that everything does change. Change, transition, change and transition was really, really that theme. And we will record a Changes Part 2 podcast. But I just really wanted to really look at this theme of that new decade ahead. What can happen is that we are often so caught up in where we are or how we currently perceive things in our current modality of thinking and of doing things. We often can forget that things will shift and that things will change, or perhaps that things actually are even shifting and changing, even as we, stand our ground and we're focused on one thing or another. And so it's interesting, as I record this here in the UK, it's in the run-up to a general election, and then come the new year and the new decade, there will be a new government of sorts. These are interesting and they're very changing times here in the UK and in fact globally. And it makes me wonder what that new decade up ahead might well look like. And it's interesting as we think about this, not just what the new decade might look like overall for us socially or politically or economically, but what that might look like in terms of our business. And of course, all of these things intertwine, don't they? And you will get those people, particularly those people who are economic analysts, political analysts, and they will often do what they call a pest analysis of what might be happening politically and that impact on one's business or one's organization, what might be going on economically and what might those effects be on the business or the organization, what might be going on socially and culturally, and what might be the impact of that on one's business or one's organization, and also technologically on the impact on one's own business or one's organization and so on. What I want to invite us to do here is just to consolidate how things have been for you over the last 10 years and to really consolidate and to give yourself credit for the journey that it is that you've been on. Particularly for those of you who are listening to this as this around the time that the podcast has been recorded, because very often toward the very, very end of the year, we're busy with the celebration or the family preparations for the festive time, for that time at the end of the year. So very often one of the things that I often highlight at this time of the year is that we don't do that general reflection, and we might not do the general reflection for ourselves in terms of our own year or in terms of our business and so on. And I think that reflection is a really, really important aspect of the gifts and the qualities that are really important for us in business and in leadership, especially. You know, when you're the leader of the business, for you to kind of reflect is really interesting, because when you do reflect, it's often the case that you get a lot of insight. And interestingly, when we think about this theme about new decade ahead, if you were to think about the decades that you've already seen, sometimes when you step back and when you reflect on them, you can see themes and threads that of course you may not have seen at the time, but then you can see those themes. So myself, as somebody who's as part of singing, part of my background, one of the things I find interesting when I listen back to songs from particular decades, I can hear that many of the sounds are are very similar, that that certain time stamps to songs from the 60s, songs from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s, from the noughties, from the 20-teens, that I might not have picked up or been so aware of at that particular time, that was the sound. You know, to a degree, yes, but to a degree, not always. And again, it might well be interesting as you kind of reflect on those threads from your decade, from your time in your business and your career, and what the last 10 years have held for you. It might be really, really interesting. So here goes. What I want us to do is just spend a little bit of time, first of all, to reflect, to consolidate, and then to, as best we can, just be prepared that we know that there is going to be change. Now, the change isn't necessarily going to happen just because one minute it's December the 31st, 2019, and then the next day it's January the 1st, 2020. No, not at all. But we do know that over the passage of time, if we're lucky enough to be gifted with time, that things may well shift, and there may well be those seeds of what is changing, perhaps in your industry, in your career, and in terms of the economy, in terms of politically, that may well be of relevance and significance, and it might be valuable for you to be mindful of us for us to just kind of step back and to see that bigger picture, which is what we're doing here, that stepping back and really considering. So it's even stepping back far beyond the thing when we might normally, yes, step out for a while and just look at what's going on in our business. We're doing an even broader step back, a zoom out here. We're really doing a far more aerial kind of view. So I want you to kind of cast your mind back to the beginning of the decade. Where were you at? What was going on for you in your career, in your business? Maybe you were employed, maybe you were studying at the time, maybe you can't remember. Take a little bit of time to think, where were you at the beginning of this particular decade? What was going on for you? What stage were you in your business, in your career? What was going on for you personally? What were your hopes, your dreams, and your aspirations at that particular time? What were the other family, personal, and other factors? Perhaps you can remember what was also going on in terms of culturally, or where it is that you lived, in terms of society. Just pause and just consider and just reflect, and let all the images, the details, or that those snippets of memories, let them all come back to mind. And now, when you're ready, I want you to just step by step, just let the other thoughts, memories, snippets of how things progressed throughout the last 10 years for you to come to mind. So what did you do step by step? What were the main events in your life personally and in your career? What was going on? What decisions did you make? What steps did you take? And so for me, I remember that at the beginning of this decade, for example, I'd been in my business for about 5 years. But if I think about it, I think a couple of years then after that, I felt as though I really, really knew what I was doing and where things were going. And then 2 years in, I published the book Soul Trader in 2012. And then a year later, I developed the soultrader.biz website, which first of all was going to be a membership site and have lots of those features. And then it kind of shifted and changed. And then a lot of my work changed from a lot of it being focused on individuals and individual business owners only, to then doing lots more leadership development, lots of work within organizations and so on. So there was a shift. So again, I want you to just think about the things that shifted in your life, in your career, in your business, over the years, over the last 10 years. And again, if you're doing this, you might want to even just write the things down. Okay, you know, 2010, I was doing this. then this happened, then this happened, this happened. So it might be first for you to start off with the main events, the main milestones. What were those main milestones? And what were the main turning points for you personally? And what were the main turning points for you professionally in terms of your business? And what are the main things that you've learned over the last 10 years? What are the main things that you've learned? This bit is really, really, really crucial. Sort of the changes, what the turning points, and what the things that you learned. So for me, if I really zoom out, I might think, you know, in terms of my own business and the work that I do, that things shift and that they evolve, that the focus of the business shifted and it broadened out. You know, people often talk about in business the importance of diversifying. And if I think about it, at one point in the business, there was some work that I was doing for the first time with certain professionals. For example, people had been made redundant. Then there was the building on the work that I did with individuals. The Sole Trader book came about, and then the Sole Trader workshops and the soletrader.biz resource came about. And then I realized that things were, I was being approached to do things in particular kind of sectors like the public sector, where there was a lot of shift around the work around leadership development and developing people of all different backgrounds, Black, Asian, ethnic minority in different backgrounds, and that people were wanting the work that I did, and that there was opportunities there to do that type of work. And where one of the things I want you to think about now is, what were the things that you were wanting to steer, where you were wanting things to shift? And where were the things that life itself was shifting, or the industry was shifting, and technology was shifting, and so on, that you needed to respond to? So really give that some thought. So again, for me, in terms of my business, that at the earlier part of this decade, websites were really at their height, and people were developing more and more developed and nuanced websites, and there was a growth in membership sites and so on. And now, as things shifted, lots of people will be in more kind of community spaces, or may not be as focused on their own website. They'll have a website kind of presence, but it might well be that that visibility is more important across social media. And so when people are checking on your website, it's far more maybe briefly, or to just make a particular purchase. If you're a product related business, if you're a service related business, it might more just to check that, to just do a little bit of a checking with you, rather than people spending lots and lots of time on those sites. It's been one of my observations for my bit in my business, certainly. So what has the learning been for you? Have there been any shifts in your products, in your product range? And has there been a shift particularly in terms of your customers? What kind of things have been going on for your customers, and how has your customer changed? Customers changed. For me, again, one of the things that I noticed actually from the previous decade in my business is that some of my business, even the business customers, would come and go, and I needed to be alert. And I remember that once, I think toward the end of the previous decade, one of my biggest customers, I think, changed. There'd been a political change and so on, and they wound up as a company. Now, this is a company that was, I can't remember at the time what percentage of my business came from that company, but it would have probably been more than 10%. Maybe it might have even been somewhere between around 15%. Now, that's a big hit in your business. So it taught me that I can't just rely on one company alone, and that things will shift. Overall, what have been your learnings from this decade? If you step back and you think about it personally and professionally, what are all the learnings? It may not make an overall picture from which you can predict, but it would just help you be aware of some of those themes, of some of the things that have gone on. So as you step back, what are the things that you're grateful for from this decade? What are the things that you've built and that you should really give yourself credit for? And there's likely to be many. You know, the fact that you started up your business, perhaps it's the fact that you've studied and you've gained new things, or you brought in clients, or you developed this. I can think of a very good friend of mine who I'd interviewed quite recently. In fact, I think on the last Sole Trader podcast, and just the growth in the business, and from a fledgling idea through to developing a business where the staff and there's a range of products, and they've got the products sold in a number of stores. Whereas 5 years ago, most of those things were a pipe dream, you know. So it's so important for us to give ourselves that credit. Now then, having said that, let's be present where we are for a moment. Take a moment just to pause and to breathe. And then to acknowledge that there is a new decade up ahead. Again, sometimes we can be so busy and so overwhelmed, particularly it's interesting at this time of the year where we're recording it just before the end of the year. For many people in certain businesses, particularly in the product sector and the retail sector, they're extremely busy because it's one of the, to a degree, actually, in many parts of the service industry sector or hospitality and entertainment, they know this is a peak year. You know, there's going to be lots of sales in terms of the product, or they're hoping for lots of the sales of the product. If they've got a retail store, they're hoping lots of people can come in over the Christmas period, or if they're in hospitality and so on, all sorts of bookings. It's a prime time of year, right? So often we can be, it can be very, very, very busy, and there may not be that much time to look ahead. But let's just gently do that. Where are things at right now? What's working well? What are the things that you're really, really proud of? What are the things that are going well? What are some of the challenges that that you're facing at the moment? And I'm going to invite you to think, what kind of things do you think may well be coming around the corner? I want to ask you this question in a few contexts, actually. And let's try and do this, doing it in a slightly stranger or maybe less familiar way. There will be some business in some sectors where they will be trying to take a very long look, a 10-year long view on things. So if we take about things like, a good one is that when people are talking about things like climate change and the situation that we find ourselves in globally, scientists will be taking a long time view, a 10-year view, 20-year view, 50-year view of what might be going on. Of course, we can't completely predict that, but there may well be some patterns that this change that might change. What I want us to do is to do 10 years. Very often businesses will do like this 1 year, 3 year, or 5 years, and sometimes that they'll be doing this 10-year sense. So what kind of things may well be going on for you? If you stop and if you think about it, what kind of things may well be changing over the next 10 years? So in 10 years' time, how old might you be? If we're lucky again to be gifted with the gift of time, we're kind of playing here, we're exploring here, we're just considering here, we're just ranging, we're just roving here. So again, if we were at certain key points in our life, I was speaking to somebody just yesterday who I was coaching, and she was thinking, actually, well, one of the things I'm wanting to be thinking about then soon is my retirement, because that's coming around the corner, and then what things I'm wanting to do, because I'm wanting to be semi-retired to then develop certain things in terms of their own consultancy business. So that's the thing where they're the stage that they'll be in life, and other themes are giving them a sense of the things that they're wanting to prepare and to get ready for. So where will you be in 10 years' time? What about your family members, key family members, key life stages? Perhaps getting much older, latter stages of life, or key, perhaps you've got children and that they'll be coming to a key stage in their life, in their teens or in their early 20s, or moved out of home. So what are the kind of themes that may well emerge for you during this decade? Perhaps to be considering. Perhaps it is for a long time that you've been thinking about moving abroad or moving back home or moving here or moving there. What are some of those kind of factors that might well be going on? Thinking about your industry now, actually, maybe let's first of all just take a look at in terms of society. Are there any threads, any particular things that are changing that you've noticed that it's going on? Politically, what kind of things may well be changing? You might think, well, that's very hard to predict. I live in a place where all I know is that there are elections every 4 years or every 5 years, and this may change. So what might a different administration mean? Maybe you know that one administration might mean more investment. Another administration might mean perhaps that there's more deregulation, or that there's more of something else that might well be going on. What might be some of those factors, some of those different scenarios that it is that you might need to prepare for? So what you might begin to find here is that there might be some differing economic, social, cultural and political scenarios that you might need to be able to prepare for, and some personal different scenarios. I have a wonderful contact of mine who I've interviewed who is really a specialist in this whole area of helping us be mindful of different kind of scenarios that may well unfold. And he'll often talk about he's a systems thinker, so he's very conscious about different systems, political systems, the personal system, you know, that body is a system, and that all of these systems have an impact on how it is that we are and what it is that and that may well unfold. So his field is often looking at, well, what might this scenario bring about? What might that scenario bring about? What might that scenario bring about? What might this scenario bring about? So you might be thinking, okay, what might the scenario be if we were, if I was to go down this lane of diverging and producing these products? What might happen if we then stop doing this service and we produce that service? What might happen if I decide to work part-time again and scale down the business? What will happen? What might happen if I pause on this and build the business? What might happen if the economy contracts? What might happen if it enlarges? What might happen if more people are using technology? What might happen if less people are paying in cash? Allow yourself just to sit with just differing scenarios that perhaps may well unfold, and just allow yourself just to consider what are some of the things that might well shift from, first of all, these different political changes. Some of the things that we do know may well be around the corner is that the working patterns of how people might work may well continue to shift with more people, let's say, working from home or remotely or from different kind of places. We know that it may well be likely that many industries may face a big shift in terms of technology, artificial intelligence. And so there may well be less people in many of the job roles that they are in now, and many of those things may well be more automated. So what might that mean? Just sit with that for a moment. Could those kind of changes affect your industry and your customers? And what might that knock-on effect be? Again, it might be that we can only just begin to imagine, or we've just got notions, well, it just might, things that might be shifting, or that might be, things might be less settled. But the fact that we know that the ground may well be shifting in itself just helps us to become a little bit more agile and more adept. And that's where I want to begin to round these things up. So what kind of things, given this and given the next 10 years of what might be important for you personally, what might be going on professionally or in your business, and in terms of your industry, what are some of the things that you might need to think about or prepare for financially or in terms of your skills and so on? So you might be reflecting on this thinking, okay, well, actually, I'm thinking perhaps about moving in the next 5 to 10 years. So that might need to think that I might need to have certain key conversations with my family. Or you might be thinking, okay, personally, these are the things that are going to be going on for my kids or for my parents. So I might need to have these conversations and think about X thing or Y thing, or living nearer home or moving further away, or might be able to do this. Or I might be a little bit more constrained about this, or we might need to come up with a plan for how we're going to manage this. You know, differing little thoughts of things that you might need to prepare for will hugely help you, because sometimes what we can do, especially with those major life changes or major life stages, are sometimes that we can bury our head in the sand. And so I remember that I knew at some point, actually even up to the beginning of this decade, that I hadn't had the time in my business, because it was still relatively an early stage, to think about things like pension planning and savings for the business and so on, because lots of things were hand to mouth in many ways. It was early in the business. Things were working, the business was making a profit, but there wasn't enough of the profit to be made to really be able to think about saving and so on. And then there was a point where that could happen. And so I was able to do more of the future planning and beginning to think about 10 years, 20 years and further ahead that I couldn't even begin to do earlier on in the business. So again, personally, professionally in the business, what kind of things is it that we might need to prepare, or at least be prepared for, that these things may well change? The customer base may change, the technology might change, that social media might change, people's website or online news change, or the footfall into my store might well change. Just allow yourselves to sit with those things. And then as you do, and once you finish making your notes, or those reflections, those thoughts, or those projections. And that's what economists and other people do, isn't it? There's lots of projections. Lots of things may not come to pass, but some of them will. But the mere process of having that report of these are some of the things that might well happen can be useful just to help us not to be so stuck, and to help us just to be prepared and to be a little bit more mentally, emotionally prepared, and perhaps to realize that we might need to do some financial preparations, or we might need to reflect on our product and whether our products will remain fit for purpose, or whether there's shifts that we might need to make in our products and services. And that might in itself be it, or it might well be we might realize, okay, I need to just stay far more in tune with what's going on in my industry. I might need to attend more events where people are talking about shifts and changes. I might need to go to more seminars, conferences, so I can get a bit of a sense of what's going on, or what's coming around the corner, or talk to other people in my industry, or talk to my customers more. That would just help us to give us a sense of what is going on and what may well shift and what may well change, which just helps us be best prepared for the season ahead. So I want to thank you for tuning in. I want you to thank you for just being here. I want to thank all of those of you who've been following me and my work over the last 10 years. The things that's really interesting thinking about when we think about a new decade ahead is that often when we're looking from this perspective and we're beginning to imagine the next decade ahead, we might think, oh my goodness, it just seems so far ahead, I can't begin to imagine it. And then time is very, very relative. And yet, if you look the other way, you might think, oh my goodness, well, these things happened in what seems now to be a really, really short time. So time is a really interesting relative thing in that respect, and just being considering of it and just being mindful of how it ebbs and how it flows and how it just does shift, and where we're at or what our aspirations are at and how that shifts is really important. So give yourself credit again. Let's end up for giving yourself credit for the last 10 years and being ready for the next 10 years. And I just want to thank everybody who's been tuning in to my work or coming to my events, reading the books and so on, or the audio talks and so on over the last 10 years. I'm very, very, very grateful to you. I want to thank you very, very much. Everyone who's bought the Soul Trader book, which celebrated its 7th birthday this year, I want to thank you very, very much. Everyone who's come along to the Soul Trader workshops, which have been going on for more than 5 years, I want to thank you very, very much. Everyone who comes along to my networking success event, I want to thank you very much. And speaking of the next decade ahead, I'll hope to post next year's 2020s events and so on soon, and I will come back to you, I hope, with one more podcast, hopefully before the end of the year. And I want to wish you just all the best. Well done for everything that you've done, everything you've seen in your business. And now to let you go so that you can focus on the things that are presently going on in your life and in your business. Take good care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.